Kids now.
Capital 263.
Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over, over. It ain't over. Over. Try to make a back of memory over and over. Over. Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over, over. It ain't over. Over. Can't I find a single piece of me? Game over.
Hey! Hey, there's no cure to this hangover. Yo, Zimbabwe, what's popping? What's good? My co-host is back. Yay.
What's happening?
Like, he's been like MIA.
What you mean?
No. Well, yeah, you've been like two episodes MIA.
Nah, it ain't like that. It ain't like that. But yeah. I'm back, though.
Back like Musana.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, if this is your first time listening, tuning in to the Hangover Show, you have been wasting your time tuning into anything else. But this is the show and the podcast that explores the bowel culture and social scenes as we have it in Zimbabwe. So, like I mentioned, there's no hangover cure to this hangover, but stay tuned for withdrawals. You already know when you hear that, it's withdrawals.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, what did we do this past weekend?
I was with the fam. I mean, it's Easter, B. It's Easter. Like,
why are you saying that as if, like, it's supposed to hold some form of, like, weight, bruh? Like, if you ask me, like, most of these holidays, Christmas, Easter, whatever, it's so overrated now. Like, I'm so over it.
Now, I
actually only remembered it was Easter because what did I see? I saw some banner
on my Easter egg.
And I'm like, wait, what? It's Easter?
Nah, I was just like chilling with the fam. Yeah. You know, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. Just catching up on what's been happening in everybody's life and shit.
Yeah.
I did miss out on, there was a whole lot of stuff happening.
There was actually a whole lot of stuff happening this past weekend.
I mean, from
Mr. Ray.
There was Unplugged.
Yeah, and apparently I didn't get a go.
It was popping.
But apparently it was popping. Apparently Salty Soul did the things that needed to be done. Yeah. Apparently Tammy did the thing. Shout out, girl. She's generally a good performer.
She is.
She really puts
everything to the table, which is dope. Yeah. I mean, if people are paying their hard-earned cash, I mean, the least you could do is... bring 110.
Yeah, I hate the fact that now Unplugged has just become pretty expensive, to be fair.
No, it's not expensive. I was thinking it was expensive, but then I then started to think, I mean, when I'm in SA, it's about the same amount I'm paying for these South African acts.
Yeah.
For me. So it's I feel like their prices were justifiable.
No, but I mean, as in compared to, you know how usually I could easily save $10 for, you know, Unplugged in the middle of the month.
I feel you, but listen, Ka, but now we've got international things.
Was it 20? I think it was 20.
Yeah, but Masambasi.
What you trying to say?
they're trying to create.
But yeah, no, for the next one is what, June?
No, August, because they're now making three.
Three.
Yeah, so the next
Who's coming in August? They didn't mention, no?
They haven't said yet.
Well, I hope... Listen, I'll start saving up for August, actually, because ish FOMO. But besides Unplugged, my weekend, I was at Club Live the very same day.
Yeah.
Relive the
event. How was that?
It was fire because it's... You know what? It's so amazing when you see upcoming kids performing on stage, doing their thing and putting their all.
Yeah. I saw a couple of snaps from Club Live, and I could just see like the energy and how confident these youngsters are. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And like, when we watched, I was like, okay. All right. Respect. All right. But like, yeah, I mean, it was a first time event, so obviously... You know, with events, a lot go wrong.
Yeah.
A lot goes wrong. A lot goes right.
Yeah.
But I think the day did serve the purpose of creating a platform for, you know, the upcoming, to give them hope, to give them something to keep pushing for.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was cool. I emceed again. That's and dope. That was fun. It was a different type of experience.
Was it better from the last one?
It wasn't, I wouldn't say it was better. I would just say it was different.
Okay.
It was different from feels.
Okay.
But yeah, because with this one, there was like a legit stage. It wasn't outside Hajo, but it was inside. Okay. But it was like a stage, you know. So yeah, but I'm getting there.
We're still learning.
We perfecting the craft and things like that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Also, something that happened on Saturday, there was Madirirano.
Yo, apparently it was 50-50. People have mixed. Some were like, okay, some of the people that I asked went. One was like, to me, it was too rowdy.
Yeah, because
the other one was like, to me, was dope.
What did you expect? I mean, the rest of the ground was free. The only thing that you were paying was if you had a cooler box or something like that. So if you wanted, like, you know, that experience, you had to pay for the VIP.
Which was?
I don't know, but it wasn't anything compared to Unplugged.
Yeah.
It was in Highfields, Takashinga Sports Club.
Already, I feel like, you know what, if an event is at a certain side of some water, there are certain things you can't expect and certain things you should expect. You know what I mean? Like, you can't then go and be like, it was rowdy. Like, what you mean? Duh. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's, but wait, was it a, it wasn't a first time.
No. They've been Madirirano started, I think, last year.
Why hasn't it been making hype? And I only started hearing about it this past weekend.
No, it does. I feel like they're still growing in terms of their audience. They reach like just how Unplugged did it, but they're more catering, you know, the other side of Samora, not your bougie kids.
Makes sense. You know,
yeah.
Anyway, what's coming up next? So I found this actually, and it seemed very interesting. It's the first time I actually seen it. It's called Fine Music and Good Festival. It's on the 4th of May. It is at 164 Enterprise Road, Harare, Champagne Bar. Gates close at capacity, so pretty much you need to get there to be there, or else you're not gonna get in. But it's 15 per person, and the DJs on the deck are Chuck Narcissus, Malek. How do you pronounce this? I don't know how to pronounce this. It's Malexol. How do you pronounce that? Malexol, I think so. That girl, Sego, and Fools. So yeah, this is something to, this is the first time I've heard about it. So it seems pretty interesting. But yeah, also we have Weekend Jam Down. This is every Saturday at wait, where's the location? Oh yeah, it's Center Samora Michelle Leopold Takarira Saint Andrew's House, and the DJs that are going to be there is DJ Al Roy and DJ Mac Blaze. So yeah, admission is free, and it starts at 6 p.m. till late. We also have In Blues Cosmopolitan Club. Guys, I'm always seeing like their flyers that they post and stuff, like so much FOMO and stuff. But yeah, there's gonna be Prince KB is coming to Cosmo.
Yo, catch me in skies. How about that?
I want to party in skies. Let's go to skies. Let's go party in skies. Let's like do like a party in skies road trip. But anyway, it's on the 30th of April, and it's on a Tuesday. And resident DJs is M Zoe, KZ, KZAM, Kid, WizKid. What? We can listen some of these names, hey, in life. Anyway, admission ordinary, it's 100 rand, VIP 200 rand, VVIP 300 rand. So yeah, man. And then we have
back to Harare. We have KG Catering and Events.
Yes, and Lala,
of course.
Thank you,
our very own Lala, present to you the Ultimate Games Night that's happening on the 27th of April 2019. So it's gonna be running from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Trust me, You don't want to miss this.
You don't want to miss this. This is like, listen, no one else has really thrown a games night in Harare.
I mean, come on, man.
Second of all, I'm hosting it too, so you already know.
So they have a couple of games lined up. You should swing by. Make sure you get hold of the people that are in charge. Lala, where can people get hold of the tickets?
First of all, you can get a hold of me, 0775-526-556. You can get a hold of Kuku Koda, which is 0772-709-042. You can get a hold of Gamo, which is 0784-044517. The games that will be there, 30 seconds, heads up, charades, FIFA, pool, cards, beer pong, musical chairs, pin the tail on the donkey. Listen, you want to do this, you can come. Have a vibe. There's going to be shisanyama going on. You know what I'm saying? The alcohol is super cheap. So do the things that need to be done and pull through. That being said and done, right? Are they ready for the buzz?
I don't think they
are.
Not
ready.
Let's get it.
Stay tuned. Uncle Everton stays winning, stays
Auntie,
doing the thing.
Anzi
mukazo mama mira, Diani anozo mama, kumama mabia. But yo, welcome to the buzz. And today's topic is it drug abuse when it brings out the best bar ranger out of me? Ray, what do you think? Just hearing that. Is it drug abuse when it brings out the best bar ranger out of me?
Yeah, abuse is abuse. I mean,
what is drug abuse?
That's
I feel
the
like
thing.
Let's start there.
That's the thing. We need to decrypt what drug abuse is. Mm-hmm. And first and foremost, what is a drug?
You know what? I have, you know, I feel like a drug, there are different definitions to
exactly.
a drug. That's the thing. That's a problem, rather.
Yeah.
But I feel like,
okay, just to, okay, to simplify everything.
Okay. Andy, let me make your life easy.
No, no, no.
I'm joking.
No, I'm saying just simplify what you feel like, okay, we need to address as a drug abuse. So what is it?
Okay,
drug
to me, the term drug abuse, yeah, I feel like it's when a certain drug has been overtaken to what it's meant to be
okay.
taken. Does that make sense? Did I say that right? I think so.
Yeah, we made sense out of it.
Yeah, like
yeah,
it's when
cool.
you it's when you overdose, basically.
Yeah.
When you take too much of something.
Okay.
Basically, too much of anything is bad for you. And I feel like that's, for me, that's how I interpret the term drug abuse. Is when you, because I feel like, you know, a drug isn't harmful when it's taken to the right amount and right, you know, whatever condition, chichi, whatnot. It's only when you overdo it that's when it becomes a problem. And also, it's
okay, what for example, okay, someone might say, okay, if you're saying that,
mm-hmm,
then what
perfect example,
what would be the use of maybe crystal meth?
Mm-hmm.
What would be like,
listen,
adequate
do you know what's funny? If you were to actually research about each drug, you find that it's actually useful and
yeah.
helpful.
I whoa.
You guys should see him. He's like, hold up.
Okay. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I pretty much mm-hmm. agree with the fact that all these you know, chemical substances that are part of the things that create the mm-hmm. whole drug and whatever, but mm-hmm. I think the issue here is we know what exactly
mm-hmm.
what it means, the term drug abuse. We've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
We know people that experienced certain
yeah.
you know, traits of that nature. And I think the real question is, is it possible to consume those drugs and still be sane or still be normal? Because I feel like the moment a person is known to be a drug, you know, user or whatever, people already, you know, rule you out. They treat you as a junkie. They see you as, you know, a nobody or a person who's just reckless and careless with life. And I don't blame people who have that stereotype, because most people who then abuse drugs end up living a life that is, in some way, I mean, it's very questionable, because they now are having those characteristics of maybe being reckless with their life or careless with how they conduct themselves. I don't know. What's your take?
I don't know. I just feel like, okay, going back in relation to the topic, I feel like, what you're saying, obviously, like when you take a drug and everything like that, like you are considered a certain person of a certain characteristics and things like that. But I think then in relation to the point, like I'm saying, if it's then bringing me the best out of me, or bringing or putting me in the most happiest place I can ever be in, is it really then abuse? Like, it's abusive according to who? You know, like, yes, obviously there are things like when it's now affecting your body and you're passing out and things like that, that's standard, you know, like that's health abuse. You know what I mean? But for me, I'm like, okay, if I'm taking my Molly to get into the happiest place in life, I go to the club, I'm not killing anybody, I'm just buying my bottles on the dance floor. You know what I mean? Like, how is that then, is that such a bad thing? You know, like, because we, at the end of the day, we can't deny the fact that a different drug affects our, you know, social scene, our social life, and it brings out a certain social someone in you. You know, it enhances or brings that person out, like, completely from the role, you know? So for me, I'm like, if it's only doing me good and I'm really not harming anyone else, and at the same time, you know, health wise, I'm not really harming myself, is it? Because now the problem is the term drug abuse is now even used when you're really not even abusing the drug. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like,
yeah, I get what you're saying, because just the fact that you consume a certain drug is already, you know, labeled as drug abuse. You know, I get that. But I feel like, in as much as we can try and, you know, argue and say, is it really drug abuse when it actually brings out the best in me?
Or makes me feel better about myself.
Because at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, people are out there clubbing or having a good time because they want to escape from reality. They want to escape from, could be the stress, the tension,
and it's very difficult to do that when you're sober.
Exactly. Because so people need some catalyst that will help the whole process of that whole escapism faster, you know. And I feel like the worry then becomes if then, you know, the drug consumption ends up, you know, what can I say, like, leaving you unconscious of what you're doing. You know, like, you zone out to this, to the point that you don't even know what's happening around you. I think that's when shit becomes, you know, crazy, because
abusive.
Exactly. Because now
you're vulnerable.
Exactly.
And okay, I guess in that, in the sense that when now you become vulnerable to a whole lot of other dangers, and makes you vulnerable to actually act onto other dangers, makes sense, I guess, in a way.
And the thing about drug consumption is, when, I don't know, whatever drug, be it that you want to try, or because I feel like people have a different cup of tea, you know?
Poison.
Exactly. So if, let's say, it could be weed or...
Mm-hmm. By the way, weed is actually not a drug.
Wait.
It's classified under the term drug, but it really isn't. A drug and a herb are two different things.
Yeah, but people call it a recreational drug, but whatever. Okay. Okay, let me use another example. Okay, mm-hmm. for example, whatever drug it can be, could be Molly, mm-hmm. right? But you know that, okay, I just had Molly. Mm-hmm. And someone here is offering more Molly. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't want to be, you know, a party pooper. Exactly. But you know, the mm-hmm. moment you...
But that's the question. Do you know? Because I feel like sometimes a lot of people who do take drugs actually don't really know what they're taking.
That's
when you take certain amounts and if you exceed, what happens? I think really that's where the problem then comes in.
No. That's where I'm getting at.
Okay.
You see, if you consumed it mm-hmm. the first time, mm-hmm. you already feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. You already...
But you know, documenting the same way, Ray, we would hit... a joint now.
No.
And hit another one in the next probably 3 hours, depending on the grade.
Listen. I do get what you're saying. You go down maintain. Mm-hmm. But you already know you're in that zone.
Mm. Okay.
You're already in that zone. It's not even fading. You're already in that zone. That's what I'm saying.
So I'm going to get more high.
Exactly, because that's what I'm saying. Like, the first high that you got from this pill mm-hmm. is probably the one that is, you know, suggesting things in your head that mm-hmm. just take another one. Mm-hmm. Comes back to what I was saying. Mm-hmm. You're now unconscious to mm-hmm. your surroundings, mm-hmm. to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with drinking. Mm-hmm. People drink and drink and drink, right? Mm-hmm. There's a time when you reach and your body tells you, dude,
wobble.
Let's just go home. And then there's this guy who comes out of nowhere.
Shots.
And you don't want to be a bitch.
Yeah.
What you going to do?
Or sometimes you're so zoned out, you're just drinking because you don't even realize.
Exactly my point.
Yeah, it's hectic.
You can't even make a decision. Mm-hmm. A sound decision. That's abuse mm-hmm. because you're not thinking straight, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that's just my point of view. I think,
but in the term of, you know, you're just taking it to loosen yourself up so you can have a good time,
that's dope. Mm-hmm. I've got nothing, you know, wrong with, because like I said, you know, some people like drinking vodka, mm-hmm. some like drinking whiskey, some like drinking wine. Mm-hmm. Some like smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Some like smoking mm-hmm. other things. Mm-hmm. Some like pills. Some like powder. Some mm-hmm. like whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said.
Yeah.
We all have different. You know.
Takes
exactly.
And poisons. Yeah, I don't know. I think for me, like, I'm just tired of like that. You know. Just because you go out, now you're automatically considered a drug abuser. Like, honestly, guys, we abuse a whole lot of other things in life. Honestly. And for me, like I'm saying, like, I feel like if it's in my best interest and if it's not causing any harm to me or the people around me, really, like, I just feel like it really shouldn't be considered so much as drug abuse or like I'm doing the worst of the worst of things, because at the end of the day, I'm just really just trying to get myself in a place where I can actually be compatible with the environment I'm trying to get into, which is the turn up environment, you know what I mean? Yeah. Another so quick question. Do you think that maybe some of the conflicts that happen in nightlife and whatever is because they're different people on different highs in the same room? Because think about it. Someone who's high on Molly, someone who's high on cocaine, someone who's high on weed, and someone who's drunk. These people are all in the same room. These are different highs. There's bound to be some form of a clash. I know, like, the previous topics we've been talking about, you know, guys, you know, cause... I remember the last time when I said on the internet, I found the statement that was saying, you know, guys cause most of the fights that happen in club and whatever. But, like, I feel like, can we kind of forget that at the same time, just talk about on something half the time.
Yeah, but then when you do research, you find out that there's certain drugs or substances that trigger violent behavior, more aggressive physical behavior.
I think alcohol's one of them.
Yeah,
definitely.
Alcohol, top on the list.
Yeah.
I think there was crystal meth. I'm not sure. I don't know. You can tell, you know. Like 9 times out of 10, it's very rare to meet a person who's violent off weed. But alcohol.
Yeah.
And these I feel crazy like drugs that you have to pump into your blood.
Also, I feel like another thing that's really like killing most of the reputations of most of these drugs is because the now reputation.
The reputation. Most of these drugs are illegal, so they have no reputation.
No, what I'm trying to say is because now it's being mixed with all other chemicals that are not even being in there. Like, you find how people are now cooking their own meth out of detergent. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's really fucked
they
up.
They do that shit in SA. That Nyaope drug is made of rat poison and a whole bunch of stuff, you know. It's messed up.
Yeah, it really is. And I just think as Bar Rangers, we need to be very careful
before
we partake of. Listen, we need that extra oomph, kick, you know, to get us in the mood and the vibe. But I feel like let's really like research and like really make sure we know what we're taking and what amounts we should take it at, and like just really just be protect ourselves, because you know, once we're in that social scene environment, we are very vulnerable to a whole lot of other things, to be very honest.
If your head is telling you, don't do Molly, don't do that drug, stick to your head, bro.
Yeah.
Don't try to be out here trying to be cool, trying to be Mr. Sauce, Mr. Wave. Nah, niggas. Don't try things that you don't know.
Yeah. Because and also, if you're going to, at least try with someone you trust like that.
Yeah.
Because in Nyayakuti, you go out with this new squad tonight and then they offer you a drug you've never done, and you it also contributes to some of these Nino dates and knockouts. And yo, guys, this is be really safe. But
bottom line is, don't do drugs.
Listen, bottom line for me is, if it makes you happy and you know what you're doing, you know, be a big person and just do your thing as a grown ass Power Ranger in these streets. But as we close off this segment, okay, so your last take on this whole thing, drug up, if it's bringing out the best out of you as a Power Ranger, is it drug abuse? Yes or no?
No.
No?
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep it simple. No. If you want to know why I said no, hit me up in the DMs, all right?
He's going to then tell you, I just said no, but I meant yes. Yeah. Now, for me, like I said, I think it's a no. As long as you're responsible, you know what you're doing, it's a no. But, yo, that's it for the buzz. Stay tuned for the trumpet.
Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. Trumpets, there you go. Yeah, the trumpets, there you go.
Yo, it is the trumpet, and today's topic is hella juicy. The topic is, how about sex and stripper clubs, Zimbabwe? You know, we've been screaming so much to kuna change, but kanata kunyaso tara about real actual change, because it's one thing to say we want change and we're trying the same type of, you know, party methods and, you know, the event concepts, and it's another thing to try a whole new different concept. And my question is, are we ready for sex club? Are we ready for stripper club?
Quick answer, no, we're not ready.
Why?
Okay, this is the thing. not to be this backward dude who's thinking inside the box, but I've seen, like, what can I say? We do have, we do already have six clubs.
No, we don't. Listen, private lounge is not a sex lounge.
No, no, no. I didn't even say private lounge.
Okay, educate me then. Clearly, I don't know these lounges.
But they are shady. They're underground.
Like, which
you feel me? It's just like how private lounge is a stripper club, right? But as you know, it's like the only thing that we have, like, in Harare, right? And rumor has it so many attempts have been made to try and shut it down, because according to our constitution, apparently, we are not wild like that, you know? Like, you know, the sex clubs, the stripper clubs, yeah, that's common in, like, SA and the
I feel like the problem with our constitution is they mix culture and
that's
law.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Those are two different things.
Tell them that. But I, like, I'm just saying we're not yet ready because of both the culture and the constitution. Just alone from posts that aren't even that aren't even presenting sexual innuendos.
Yeah.
Right? But posts that talk of women's sexuality could be an artistic approach of portrayal of a female's expression of her freedom.
Yeah.
Maybe based on a history of physical and sexual abuse, right? And they decide to post pictures on social media whilst they're nude and everything. The backlash alone
is hectic. It's peak.
The backlash
alone. Yo, Zimbabwe went through the most.
That's what I'm saying.
She went through the most.
You need to be a person who says, you know what? I don't give a damn. And that's the person she is. You feel me? But how many of us are like that?
Yeah.
Because you also need to understand, Zimbabwe is not like big. Like in other countries, this is like just a province, the whole country. And it's crazy how, like, the circles I know are the circles that
it's disgusting, actually.
So imagine, me being a male stripper, I'm at this joint. Hey, everybody's gonna know. So there's
that. So you're saying we're not ready because there's that whole fear of my reputation,
exactly,
what people are going to say, and because we know we are entwined with each other's social circles.
Pretty much family ties as well, because you, before you do something, the first thing that you think is not even about yourself. You're thinking, ah, the people at home, before you do anything.
That's true.
That's why if you're smoking a cigarette and people from home don't know you smoke a cigarette in public, when someone who knows people from home passes, you hide that cigarette. That's why people say, when you're taking, like, even pictures of these social events, I've seen it so many times as a photographer, trying to take pictures of people like, nah, not that one. I was holding a cigarette. You feel me? It's this whole culture thing, more than to do with the constitution. It's more about culture, period.
True.
So I feel like people are ready, but deep down they're not ready.
I don't even think people are ready. Why? Because I totally agree with your cultural perspective, and we can never run away from that, because as Zimbabweans we are so inbound and, like, mind fucked by our culture. But I think why we're not ready is because generally we don't even know how to behave in a pub, in a club, in a lounge. How the fuck do you think we're gonna then know how to behave in a sex, because sex lounge, I'm really dungu, like, I watched this movie and, you know, it was this guy who used to, like, hop from sex lounge to sex lounge, and then he ended up, like, you know, catching feelings for, like, two different girls, la-di-da, right? But that place is very our woody woody sober, first of all, and you can't be high on, like, weed, you know. You need to be, like, it's a very Yeah, I feel like 6'6 clubs are a very, you need to be a very sexually open person. And I feel like already in this country, just walking in a miniskirt, people, you know what I mean?
Let me stop you right there. As a chick, you can't even talk about sex before you get married.
Listen, already, like for me, I think everyone who knows me knows I'm a very open-minded person. I'm a very sexual person. And I talk about it freely, openly, I post about whatever.
Yeah,
and already some people find me very, some people find me very rowdy. Some people find me very disrespectful. Some people just think, too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my thing is, just because I'm female and I love sex, it's a problem to say it out loud. Like, what the fuck? But anyway, besides that, also another reason why I think we're not ready for stripper clubs is because we can barely tip our waiters in the clubs that we have right now. My point is, we don't understand basic culture of clubbing as Zimbabwe as we should. We claim we do, but really we don't. Then let alone a stripper, because when you're in a stripper, I won't go pin them when you're not tipping a bitch. As you make it sense, like this is one club, apparently, like if you actually don't like tip something, you're kicked out. So my thing is, we were screaming for change and stuff, but I think we need to actually really sit down and really think as a people, as, you know, people who are in such a society and whatever, in a mindset, are we really ready for this change we're screaming for? Because already certain changes, like, you know, no cooler box, you know, people frown about that, even when it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, Zimka, changes, but it's peak.
Yeah,
it's very peak.
We're not ready, to be honest. We're not ready. We just need to do better because,
I think we need to kind of do better with what we have.
True.
Right now.
True.
Let's start to learn better of what we have right now. Research more of what we have right now. Then from there, when we are now able to fully execute the type of social scenes we have, the type of social events we have, the type of clubs we have, then we can start like actually making noise for change. Because, you know, even like the whole having like waiters in skimpy outfits and stuff, very few people actually still appreciate that and actually know how to act around that, you know what I mean?
Like,
you
find the thing, like
in Sankai, I remember this one time, there's this one guy who was like literally like stressing this waiter out. Like, bitches trying to do a job. But this nigga was giving us such a hard time. Do you know what I mean? And just defeats the purpose of everything. Now even you wear it as a club owner, alright, if I'm to put, you know, my girls in skimpy outfits and stuff like that, are they even safe? You know, are they even going to be able to work?
That's the thing. I feel like what has really been the biggest challenge in our nightlife scene is a lot of people coming from different backgrounds. I don't even mean this to say it in an offensive way, but you've got people who were so used to bottle stores in the outskirts there, right? And then something happens, they get grubbed up, they come to the city, they're the same guys now in Sankai because they've got the racks. But
mindset in the
exactly.
And once you see, that's why we often
feel violated, or we feel intimidated or attacked when we go to these other joints and they tell us we need to dress a certain way, because they know for a fact you're not gonna act like a baboon when you dress in a certain way. Like, they're things that limit you from acting in a crazy way, like just wearing a tuxedo. I know people will do crazy things, but
that shit limits you.
Feel like,
same thing when you're wearing heels as a girl. There's certain things you may behave here, so good.
Show me.
Even the way you walk, certain dressing, you know, it just kind of like limits you to a certain behavior. Like I'm saying, sex club, I'm a dizungu. So it's like, yeah, you know, baby, wanganaka, chichi, aunagarwa, brush, never sex club. That shit don't work. Yeah, I think also just generally like, yeah, we have a lot. Listen, we have a lot to work on. We have a lot to work on before we can even get there. And like we were saying in last week's episode, you know, we had a topic of, you know, do we have an identity as Zimbabwe Bar Rangers? Like something that makes us stand out. Because if you see a Zimbabwe in a club, you automatically know that's a Zimbabwean. Already that personally, I feel like we don't even have one. A clear cut identification.
What you mean?
As in like when you walk in a club, right? You can see that's a South African because they're dancing the most. You can see that's a Nigerian because they're popping the bottles the most, you know. Do you know what I'm, do you get what I'm trying to say, Kuti?
Yeah.
When you walk in a club, there's certain nationality where Kuti, you can automatically guess Kuti, chances that this person is from Kenya, is from where. And I feel like as Zimbabweans, we don't have that. Someone would probably have to ask first and be like, where are you from? You know what I mean? We don't have a clear-cut distinction between Zimbabwe and Jeddah because they're acting a certain way or doing a certain thing in the club. And I feel like it just all wraps up with this as well. You know, like we just have a lot to work on and identify on and just, yeah. But I feel like it would be really cool to have. I feel like our generation, millennial generation, is it Z? Yeah. I feel like we are ready ready in the sense that because we watch it so much on like movies, social media and stuff, you know, we're probably more, we're more open-minded to it than.
But we're not yet
there.
Comfortable to
openly admit it.
That's the thing, because now everybody, like I always see this on social media, people trying to act like, you know, they don't know what this is all about. Mm-hmm. They're trying to, like, really?
Hectic.
Like, we've got the same Instagram. Mm. You're exposed to, you know, booty like everybody else. You feel me?
Yeah.
So you can't tell me, like, oh, this is embarrassing. What you mean embarrassing? You just double-tap.
You fucking buy data to watch that shit.
Just because she's not white, now yeah, it's problematic.
It's a problem.
See, it's, but the bottom line is we're not yet ready for that kind of.
Have you been in private lounge?
Yeah, once.
Do how is it the way a private lounge is meant to be? Do people act the way they should?
Yeah. Well,
are there certain rules, regulations?
Yeah.
Like I've been there outside, but I've never actually been there.
So I don't know. I went there like couple of years back. I won't lie, I feel like there wasn't anything wrong or anything much different in terms of how everything was conducted.
Isn't different from a normal club
compared to this strip club in SA that I've been to.
Okay,
so the only difference was, okay, probably size smaller, but basically they had no like
club.
The okay. Arena and everything. Nah, not about that. Hey, I don't discriminate. I'm just putting it out there.
I just had to make it clear.
Anyway, you're crazy. Anyway, so like they were bouncers inside as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you then have anything wrong, that is just.
Inappropriate.
Pretty much.
So are
out.
You allowed to like touch them? Are you like, because I know some,
if she allows
you
to.
Okay,
so like they have the power, because pretty much if she's handled in a way that she does not appreciate, she can just give a signal to the bouncers and you will escort her outside. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are you allowed phones, pictures, videos?
Well, in private lounge, no, I don't see any of that. I guess they've got certain different occasions for that, but generally, even the one that I went to, they say you're not allowed phone.
So, do you think Zimbabweans are ready for private lounge? Are they ready for? Are they taking that well?
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like we have a group of people that are ready.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have a group that is still,
yeah,
you know, okay, struggling.
Very interesting. But yeah, I think it'll be really cool. Like, I can't wait for the time when we get to that age where we have six lounges yeah, or clubs and stripper clubs and stripper lounges.
Yeah.
I would personally like to own a male fucking stripper club.
You
okay?
Make crazy money.
Listen.
You make racks. Trust me, I know.
You know I'm all about the bag, but I think it'll be so sexy, so interesting.
But like I said, I know they're ready. Like, they might not be like clubs, mm-hmm, but you know, like membership clubs,
mm-hmm,
they are sex clubs that are already happening.
Please, like, you say
just,
one.
You just, I don't know the name. You just need to know the right people to get, because you
listen,
only get to know
if
about
if you know
them.
A sex place, please hit me up. Like,
yeah,
DM me.
They only
the
advertise through word of mouth.
Yeah. That's dope. So yeah, bottom line, we're saying we're not ready, and we're both
ready.
Agree. I think this is the first time we've ever agreed on a topic in terms of the end opinion. Shout out. But yo guys, it's been fun. You know where to get me, Lala Machanisa on Instagram. Hit me up, DM me, follow us on The Hangover Show Zim on Instagram, The Hangover Show ZW on Twitter. Like us, follow, share, get links to the WhatsApp group. You've got to be in the Hangers WhatsApp group. I don't even know why you're not there, but like, the link is there on the Instagram bio. Do the things. Yep.
Yeah. And your boy, Yerob.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you follow the man's at Yerob. That's Yerorp. That's on Instagram and on Twitter. Hit me up.
Yeah.
My DMs are open.
His throat is open too. A whole lot of things be open.
Hey.
But yo, man, guys, we are about to leave you with a fire mix as usual from our resident DJ, DJ Blake. He does the things and brings it hot. Yo, man, have fun on the upcoming weekend. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
We fucking love you. Shout out. Goodbye.
X-rated meltdown of the power culture.
Spend money when your mind is slow. Real street, no clowns. We at the top where we belong. Red rose, April song. Growing up, I love her strong. When the club, I'd hear this song. Condo down in the stars. I'm geeked up off them bars. Got a car, I ain't even got a park. No key, push button, start. Damn, I won't get hard. Got a that need a green card. Send my dog, but I don't even bark. Got a bite and it sway like sharks. When I hit, I'ma knock out the park. Trap me so damn hard. Got remake hard to scale. Gap, don't need no scale. I'm blooded with the mail. I'm part of the cartel. Got re-rock, ain't no clean. C200 for a knee. Left it all up on jeans. I'm a true religion fiend. Got bands in the pocket of my jeans. Need a key, stay away, I lean. This ain't move, fiend, fiend. Stab on right at the team. Got that bang going so strong. Yeah, playing on the phone. Spend money when you're running this long. Real street, no clowns. We at the top where we belong. Red pros, they put on. Growing up, I love her strong. When the club, I didn't hear this song.
Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets.
Who?
They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peep these niggas all sweet.
Weep.
Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the wealth, put it up for my seeds.
Put it up.
No cure for the IG disease.
No cure.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club. Do anything for club. They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Huh.
Bitch, watch your mouth.
Watch.
Bitch, stay in your place.
Play.
Bitch, get out the way.
Move.
My bitch on your ass, Kim K.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
The nigga be trippin', but we love, yeah. Swappin' that cars with my bitch. I bought her the Lambo, she bought me the Wraith. Swap it. Practice, 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 make perfect. Nigga, it's never too late.
Never, never, never.
I take the out of the snake.
I take the soul out of the snake.
Then I sit the bills up out of the bank.
Rack,
the blog and the media fake. Shout it, DM me, I'm straight. I'm not gon' bite on the bait.
Nah.
Sippin' no toxic waste.
Mud.
On the low with your bitch and it's great.
On the low,
mask on the face. Jason. Brought to this that we in shape.
Shut.
If I go broke, she gon' leave, escape.
She gone.
I put 2 mil in the safe, just in case. Don't go my way.
No cap, my kids gotta have money, not just me.
Facts.
It's selfish.
It's selfish.
Ooh, I take the crown off the king like Mike did Elvis.
Ooh, I took it.
Ooh, the world is wild, he dying, don't lie, that don't help him.
The world is wild.
Ooh, your bitch wanna eat up the drip, and you cannot help it.
Scrap, straight to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets.
Ooh.
They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peep, these niggas all sweet.
Weep.
Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep.
Brr.
It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the wealth, put it up for my seeds.
Put it up.
No cure for the IG disease.
No cure.
Do anything for clout.
Anything.
They do anything for clout.
Yeah.
Do anything for clout.
Yeah.
They do anything for clout.
Like what's up?
What's up?
Everything on fleek, I do it nice. 7 days a week. Like oh my, oh my, oh my God. I don't do nothing for free, you know I gotta charge. When I'm done, they be like, you better,
you better,
you better,
you better,
you better. When that check come, I be like, you better,
you better,
you better. I'm Cardi, exotic, my ice, retarded. I walk in party, this party, this murder scene, he wants all this, yo bitch I demolish, don't think it's what you call this,
oh this strip club anthem, nigga, what's up,
Young Money,
yeah, me and Mike Will pull up the AOD back to back, them AMG 63s, I tell all my hoes, rake it up, break it down, bag it up, fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up, fuck it up.
Bag it up, bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
Rake it up, rake it up,
rake it up, rake it up.
Bag it up, bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
I tell all my hoes,
what?
Rake it up, break it down,
break it down.
Bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Rake it up, rake it up,
rake it up.
I may lose. Oh, this strip club anthem, nigga, what's up?
Young Money.
Yeah. Me and Mike Will pull up the AOD back to back. Them AMG 63s. I tell all my hoes, rake it up, break it down, bag it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up,
fuck it up, fuck it up, bag it up,
bag it up,
bag it up,
bag it up,
rake it up, rake it up,
rake it up,
bag it up,
bag it up,
bag it up,
bag it up.
I tell all my hoes, rake it up,
break it down,
bag it up,
bag it up,
fuck 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 it up.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him, Snapchat me that pussy. FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool. Boy, my DM poppin',
poppin'.
My DM just caught a body.
Boom.
I got celebs in the DM.
Boom.
They're breaking news if they see them.
Boom.
But nah, we don't do no talkin'.
We don't do no talkin'.
We see suckin' shit too often.
Fuck nigga.
I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see them. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
It go.
That's 2006 and rumors are choppers. People be the same. On the Mr. Hogan, give me money. Shaco make a sense.
Get it? Text a message, I don't know the number. Flexing on these niggas, every bone and muscle. Steady taking shots. nothing, never hurting them. Even then, y'all don't worry nothing. And I like to give a shout out to my niggas with the game plan. And shout out to my niggas with escape plans. 20 bands, rain dance. We can keep the rain check or we can make plans. Pockets loaded, rocket loaded, can't let's rock and roll this. Time to go, lock, stop, and two smoking barrels locked and loaded. Diamonds glowing, drop, climbing on them. You think I'm jumping out the window, how I got them open. Line around the corner, line them up, the block and over. Sometimes I even stop the smoking when it's time to focus. My shade, Dior, my pants, velour. Create, explore, expand, concord.
I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, I take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw,
look.
I came.
Let's get it straight, girl, you don't need a nigga for nothing. Looking better every day, you got that Benjamin Button. Claiming he don't got a girl, you know niggas be frontin'. You don't need no bitch coming up to you as a woman. Ayy, and you a boss, so you hate when niggas waste time. You too pretty to be paused on the FaceTime. Damn, I'm just stating the facts. You hate that like you hate when niggas tell you relax.
The fuck you mean relax?
You want something more than just physical.
Word.
It been a while since you met someone original.
Word.
You spend your time drinking wine in your living room. All that good pussy can't find the one to give it to.
What?
It's a shame.
It's a shame.
You see me, see the squad, it's a gang.
It's a gang.
You see him, it's a bum, it's a lame.
It's a lame.
But it's a difference between me and what's his name. I swear to God, word up.
Mace.
I'ma drink this Henny to the
face.
Fuck a condom, I'ma bring some rain rap. I can't let no good pussy go to waste.
Back, back, backing it up. I'm the king of talking shit, then backing it up. Ayy, back, back, backing it up. Throw that shit over here, girl, that's what it's for.
What you say?
You know how to go and get a bag, don't you? You know how to make a bitch mad, don't you? Make your ex wanna get it back, that's a fact. Say a lot of for the bitches in the back, ayy.
And Chewy on some hot nigga. Like I told Tish, I see when I shot niggas. Like you seen him twirl, then he drop, nigga. And we keep the mind millies on my block, nigga. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop, niggas. And he be wildin', he some hot, nigga. Tone's known to get busy with them clocks, nigga. Try to run down and you could catch a shot, nigga. Running through these checks till I pass out. And shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a hoe, get up on my trap house. I've been selling cracks since like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the shit made. Jaja told me flip them packs and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money till I fall out. You talking cash, dog, I goes all out. Shorty love the way that I flow out. Free greasy them, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no pussy cats inside my dog house. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free fan on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them 16s, we gon' put some shots on them. I send a little dot, I send a drop on them. She gon' call me up and I'ma sick the highs on them. Grammy savage, that's what we are. Grammy shooters dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. With GS for my gun squad.
And now, Capital 263.